Travel restrictions, flight cancellations, hotels shutting down for lack of guests or even to house medical personnel or quarantine people. The coronavirus pandemic has disrupted travel plans for millions of people all over the world. But what rights do you have as a customer? How safe is it to travel right now? And when will things get back to normal? Joining us to try to answer your questions is Catherine Hamm. She is the travel editor for the LA Times. Catherine, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And the reason I say try to answer questions is we all want to get back to normal, but we don't know. So we're doing our best. So the first question a lot of people have is, what rights do customers have if their trip is canceled? Can they get a refund?
I'm assuming that you're talking about airline travel there, and that's a little bit easier than some of the others because every airline operates with a contract of carriage. And that contract of carriage spells out exactly what you can expect. Now, not every airline has been playing by those rules, and so the DOT stepped in earlier this month to say, hey, let's everybody play by the rules. So if the airline canceled your flight and could not accommodate you within a reasonable amount of time, then yes, you should get a full refund. Now, sometimes the airlines are saying, we'll give you a voucher instead, but if it's their doing, you need to make sure that you tell them that you want the money back, if in fact you want the money back. Some airlines are, interestingly, giving you up to 2 years to use that voucher, which is a little sweetener. But essentially what that means is you are giving the airline a loan for a couple of years of your money.
Okay. Speaking of the airlines, a lot of them seem to be offering deep discounts at the moment. What do you say to people who are wondering if they should take advantage of these deals? What do you think customers should be thinking about if they're trying to decide?
Well, I think that sometimes we can score great deals, but this might be a time to not be quite as motivated by that. Leisure travelers are notoriously price sensitive, and I understand that because I am one. But I also think that with the uncertainty in the business, you might want to wait for a few months. The good news is that if you can't wait, if you see something that is absolutely great and you decide to take it, you're protected by all the same rules that are protecting you before all of this became crazy.
Let's take some listener questions. Philippa in Sacramento asked about cross-country travel.
My daughter is a senior in college in Connecticut. Her apartment lease is up at the end of May. What is the safest way to get her home to California? Either my husband or I would fly out to help her pack up her apartment. Then we could either fly home or drive. Any advice?
What about that, Catherine?
Well, if I were a mother, I would say, yes, get on a plane, go back there, get your kid, get on a plane, come back home. As a travel professional, I would say probably, yes, you can get on a plane, you can go back there. I might be tempted to rent a car and drive back to California simply because although airline travel is safe, what isn't safe is we don't know how many people on any given flight may have been exposed to coronavirus or are asymptomatic carriers. So that makes me just a little bit nervous. If you are the two of you together in a car on the way back, you should be okay.
And here's Linda in Vancouver, Washington, who asked about air travel in general.
My question is about whether or not it's wise to travel to the San Jose, California area for a weekend next week to visit my homebound 85-year-old mother with dementia and my sister who's caring for her with no help. With all the precautions that have been taken by Alaska Airlines, would this still be a good idea? Or is it better to stay home until the California and Washington stay-at-home orders are lifted?
That's a tough one. I don't know. What do you think, Catherine?
It's a very tough one, and my heart wants to say, yes, yes, get on a plane and go. I've been in the position that she is in, and I understand how awful that is to not be able to give love and attention to a loved one. However, if there's a way that she can put this off, if there's a way she can delay this without any bad outcome, I would certainly do that, not just because she may be exposed to coronavirus, but because she may be not know it and then unknowingly expose her mom, mm-hmm. who, as an 85-year-old, has more risk for contracting the illness. So I would say if you can hold off, please do.
Mm-hmm. Thoughtful. And one more question. Let's squeeze in one more. And this is from Cherie in Ann Arbor, Michigan, about international travel.
My mother-in-law is supposed to be traveling home to Algeria on June 1st. Do you wonder if this would still be a possibility or if it will still be impossible for people to travel internationally?
Catherine, as briefly as you can.
It's possible. Anything is possible. I don't think it's advisable right now. Again, if the trip can be delayed, I think it's a good idea to delay that trip.
Well, Catherine, thank you so much for being sensitive to not just the text, but the subtext. I mean, travel isn't just about going somewhere, right? It's about all the things that we travel to do. So thank you for that. Catherine Hamm is the travel editor for the LA Times. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And since we do try to leave you with a little good news nugget, here's some uplift from my hometown, New York. The hospitals in New York have been at the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak since it began. Now, we've celebrated the people working at these hospitals, doing their best to take care of patients there. And in the middle of the fight against COVID, we've heard stories about how those folks have been celebrating their patients, too. At Mount Sinai Hospital in New York, the Beatles' Ode to Hope and Better Things, Here Comes the Sun, plays over the speaker system whenever a COVID patient is released.
Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right.
At New York Presbyterian, when a patient who's recovered from COVID is discharged, you can hear the Journey anthem, Don't Stop Believin'.
Just a small town. Living in a lonely world, she took the midnight train going anywhere.
You can hear Journey's anthem to perseverance at a number of New York hospitals, but at Montefiore Medical Center in the Bronx, they keep it local. They play it whenever a patient comes off a ventilator or when they go home, whenever the battle is won. So again, we offer a salute to all those hospital workers, doctors, nurses, technicians, housekeepers, food service workers, administrators in New York, and hospitals and medical centers everywhere. May you hear your anthems often. I'm Michelle Martin. We'll be back tomorrow to answer more of your questions, and we'll be talking about what a post-pandemic world might be like. So please send us your questions at npr.org/nationalconversation or tweet us with the hashtag NPRConversation.